Well, if Kukulcan, Khan, let's say, was a fallen angel, then there is some very spiritual aspect to him. Or if he was a time traveler, or he could have been an extraterrestrial. But you believe he existed, regardless of which of these three scenarios he might have come from.
We absolutely know he existed. There are artifacts with his image on it. There are statues. There are engravings. And, of course, there's his pyramid. But his description also defies belief because he is described, and the artifacts will back this up, that he was a tall Caucasian man with long flowing white hair and beard and blazing aqua blue eyes. Now, some say he had an elongated skull, and in fact, the Mayan mothers used to tie, they used to fasten wooden boards onto their infant's developing skull to elongate the skull. And we actually have artifacts that of skulls, Mayan skulls, that were deformed, totally alien-looking.
To look like him?
To look like him. Now, here's what's bizarre about his description, and obviously there's a number of things that are bizarre, but first of all, he was described as a Caucasian man, but he was there 1,000 years ago. The first white men didn't come over from Europe to Mesoamerica for another 500 years after he passed. So how did they get there? In fact, when they did come over, they came over as invaders. Hernan Cortes in 1519 entered the Yucatan Peninsula with his military, and you know, they battled the Aztecs and the Maya.
Well, in this case, then, with the Kukulcan, any reference that there were more than him there, people like him, or was he all by himself?
If you look at every ancient culture that's successful, there has been a great teacher, a great wise man described almost identical to Kukulcan. If we go back to right after the flood that we spoke about 11,000 years ago, in Egypt, in Giza, Egyptians worshiped the same wise men as Osiris. 5,000 years later in Britain, Stonehenge can be attributed to a great wise man. Again, same description, some of them known as Merlin. The Inca culture, in Nazca and Sacsayhuaman, the Incas revered this great leader as Viracocha. Among the Aztecs, he was Quetzalcoatl, and of course, with the Maya, he was Kukulcan. So every successful ancient culture has this peaceful wise man who imparted great wisdom of astrology, the cosmos, agriculture. And they built great structures that are still around today, and in many cases, like the pyramids of Giza and Stonehenge, and even the Kukulcan pyramid to a certain extent, couldn't be duplicated again.
Well, maybe he's the teacher of the universe, you know, and it's his mission to travel throughout time and space teaching people or beings wherever he may go.
Or maybe trying to save us from ourselves, because the Mayan culture, when they looked at time, and the Mayans were obsessed with time. They looked at time differently than we look at it. We look at time as something linear. The Mayan culture looked at it as cyclical, that time repeated itself, that history repeated itself, and that's how they created their calendars to do the same thing. So
that's
maybe somewhere along the line, we destroy ourselves, and these superior beings are trying to warn us of what may be coming.
And it happens over and over again. So what are the things, then, that he apparently taught the Maya?
Well, look at his pyramid itself as a calendar in stone, as we said. Somehow they were able to position this calendar, and remember, or this pyramid, 1,000 years ago, so that when the sun at 3 o'clock in the afternoon met the northern balustrade, the northern stairwell of the Kukulcan pyramid, it created a special effect that looked like a serpent's body slithering down. That in itself is just an amazing engineering feat. They had great knowledge of the cosmos. They were able to predict events like, besides the equinox and the solstice, they knew about that. They knew about events that were going to occur in the cosmos, and the Mayan calendar touches upon these events, and they're able to predict things that are going to happen on those particular years.
Now, the fact that they were so advanced, in this form of, let's say, mathematics, taught by, you believe, Kukulcan, Khan, right? You don't think they developed this on their own?
No, they were taught. They were taught.
The fact that they would even learn is remarkable, isn't it? The case in point, I don't think if Wernher von Braun were alive today, the father of our modern rocketry, and he tried to teach cavemen how to build rockets, I don't think the cavemen would know. I don't think they would learn. The Mayans obviously were smart enough to pick up on this. How come?
Well, they had observatories, so they were able to examine the cosmos with incredible accuracy, far more accurate than we do today. They knew events somehow 26,000 years in advance, which we'll talk about in a few minutes.
And, yeah.
And but were they able to comprehend what they were studying? I don't know. I don't think so. I think that the Mayan culture under Kukulcan was basically used to build a society, but not necessarily comprehend how these things worked.
Do we know how? I'm sorry. Go ahead, Steve.
Well, what I was going to say is that's why when Kukulcan left, when he returned to the sea about 1,000 years ago.
That's what I was going to ask you.
Yeah, he left the Mayan society in disarray. He left them in chaos. And one of the things that Mel Gibson's movie picks up on is that Mel Gibson's movie takes place after Kukulcan left. In fact, it even makes reference to that in the dialogue. And what did the Mayan do? Well, they were a peaceful society, and they suddenly turned to human sacrifice. Why?
Mm-hmm.
To appease the sun god, to appease Kukulcan, to bring him back, because they didn't want to, they didn't know what to do without him. And so they literally sacrificed tens of thousands of men, women, and children. They would march their victims up the Kukulcan pyramid and other pyramids like it. A Mayan priest would lay them out on a chacmool, which was a stone statue. They would spread him out, and with an obsidian blade, the Mayan priest would plunge it into his chest and make a cruel slit and pull out with his hand, his bare hand, the Mayan's beating heart, hold it up in the air, and kick the body down the steps, and the blood would just flow like a red river down the steps. And to this day, you can go back to the Kukulcan pyramid, and the steps are still stained with blood.
So he goes in the sea and disappears. How do we know this?
That's what the records indicate. And again, the records are a little fuzzy because of the things that happened after Kukulcan's passing. The Mayan culture was in disarray. This was about 1000 AD. And then, as predicted by the Mayan calendar, the white man came over. And that was in the form of invaders, Hernan Cortez and the Spanish invaders. And in 1519, over the next 50 years, 90% of the Mayan culture was just decimated. It was just wiped out.